Hi, this is a dictation for patient Kendra War Ingram. K-E-N-D-R-A. Last name is War, W-A-R-R dash Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. Date of birth is 9/18/1974. And date of service is (9/26/2024), and date of accident is 5/5/2022. The patient Kendra War Ingram is here for follow-up evaluation subsequent to an accident that happened when she was rear-ended on 5/5/2022. Subsequent to this accident, patient started having severe pain in the both shoulders as well as right knee, both wrist and neck, mid-back and lower back as the main issues. Along with this, patient had as a mild symptom of TBI, including vertigo, loss of concentration, lack of focus, nausea, and some headaches, which most of them have improved. Currently, she is still reporting pain in the right shoulder as the main issue. Some pain in the left shoulder is also present. Right shoulder pain is around 5 or 6. She is able to lift her arm up to 90 degrees. The left shoulder had a surgery. So did the right shoulder, was operated. Now the right shoulder was actually injured in the first initial motor vehicular accident. That accident happened in 2014, and the case was closed. And for that accident, she underwent a surgery for her right shoulder. According to her, she has not improved much. And she also had a surgery on the left knee. According to her, the new accident that happened in 2022, May 5th, has worsened the left shoulder, right shoulder, and also the left knee, and the pain is now worse. She has had extensive physical therapy, massage, medications, injections, and she has an equivocal relief. Currently, she reports that she has pain from 5 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. And currently, she is undergoing extreme stress and depression because of the death in the family of her near cousin. She reports that she is planning to go for cervical spine fusion with Dr. Park at Michigan Orthopedic, and also second opinion for the right shoulder redo surgery. ADLs are affected 7. She do not report any radiation of pain to the upper arm or even to the legs. No incontinence of the urine bowel. 50% relief is reported by the patient. And ADLs, please review the records for the ADLs for system review as well as for additional issues and substance abuse and compliance blood plan history. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 153 over 91 pulse, 73 pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visits of 8/20/2024. Dictation number is 0901-013. Along with diagnosis plan is, the patient was advised that she may consider having one or two injections of PRP with peptide into the right shoulder and also to the left shoulder, since her pain has not completely gone. She already had a surgery to both the shoulders. And also, she has been recommended for laser treatment for both the shoulders and the cervical and lumbar spine prior to going for surgery. In addition, her MRIs were reviewed and she was informed that she may benefit from 4 to 5 injections of steroid under fluoroscopy for lumbar region, lumbar epidural, as she has a bulging disc at L4-5, L5-S1. and T11 and T12, in my opinion, it doesn't require surgery to help for the lower back pain. Regarding the cervical spine, the patient is found to have a bulging disc at C4-5 and C5 and C6 with bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis and a indenting of C6 nerve root bilaterally as well as C5 nerve root bilaterally. There is no herniated disc, no spinal canal stenosis, and I do not believe that the patient really will benefit greatly with the surgery as much as just with the laser surgery, laser treatment, as well as the spine traction that I have explained to her in a great detail. Even one or two injections of steroid, CESI, should help her more better. Anyway, the patient has her own decisions to make. She has a positive EMG that was done on 6/22/2022. They were supposedly positive for C5-6 radiculopathy on right and left. The patient is more tuned towards surgery than injection treatment at this time. Thank you.